I will be sharing God's word with you this morning. last week, Pastor Sam talked about, he's preached about humility. So I've been thinking about that and meditating on that this week. It was first prompted by the comments that people have made to me. I guess in one of your house church questions, one of the opening questions was to discuss or name somebody that you know that are humble. And so few people have mentioned that my husband's name was came up in that discussion. And I agree, he's a humble man. And then I thought, well, how come my name wasn't mentioned? And then I realized, even though by the very nature of the fact that I was asking that, I realized how much I've come away from that nature of being humble. So this week, I intentionally wanted to study what it really means to be humble. And when I first became a Christian, one of the person that mentored me talked a great deal about that. And I remember seeing in his life how humble he was and wanting to be like it. But it's not very often. It's that, that humility doesn't come natural to us, right? Our human instinct, the word humiliation is something that is passively, that we are passive recipients of. When we're humiliated, we don't go around seeking humiliation, right? When we're embarrassed or when we are ashamed, that is something that we are a passive recipient of. In a way, humility is not something that we passively receive. So just because you see someone who's humble and hang around with somebody who's humble, who emanates humility, is not something that you passively just take on. Like me, for example, right? So, you know, and having been mentored by someone who's humble didn't automatically make me a humble person. But humility, if you look at what Jesus and his teaching and his life, right? He, God himself, the creator of the universe, God who is almighty in power and knowledge and authority, had to humble himself. It is something that we don't automatically seek on our own. It is something that we have to actively seek to become. So humility is something that we have to actively seek after and go after and earnestly long for. Because it doesn't come naturally to us. No one is born. When I had Elijah, he wasn't born with humility. In fact, he was selfish, he was very demanding, and he was very self-centered. So humility is something that we need to earn, seek, and desire. And if you look at the life of Jesus, let me just go over. There's so many verses. Let's see what Jesus said. Jesus is teaching in John 5, or his sayings. He said, this is words himself. He says, Son could do nothing by himself. John 5:19. John 5:30, he says, I can do nothing on my own initiative or on my own will. John 5:41, he says, I do not receive glory from men. John 7:16, he says, my teaching is not mine, but his who sent me. Matthew 23:11, he said, great, and this is what he was teaching his disciples. He says, the greatest among you shall be your servant. And one of his disciples asked, who will be the greatest? He pulled a child who was considered the lowest of position in that society. He says, whoever humbles himself as this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 11:29, he says, learn from me, take after my example, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Any times you find you're struggling with something, right? It is because you see that you are the main character, and many oftentimes, isn't it? Right? A lot of the sin and hatred in the world is rooted in pride, right? Which comes from Satan himself. Right, who fell because of that very reason. And Jesus came and he walked amongst us to show us what true humility looks like. In his saying and in his teaching, right, he was showing us what true humility looks like. And true humility is like this. It says, and I'm so meditating on it. I can't say that I have a full working knowledge of what that is. I'm still trying to struggle. I'm preaching to myself more than anybody else here in this room. Humility is something that we have to actively seek and do. And how do we practically do that? I was asking myself, okay, Jesus was humble and I want to be more like Jesus. You know, I think a lot of times we want to be more like Jesus in his power, in his authority, in his love. But very few of us actually talk about wanting to be like Jesus in his humility. When was the last time you heard somebody say that? I've heard many people say, I want to be like Jesus in power. I want to do miracles he did. I want to heal people. I want to, you know, cast out demons, right? People say, I want to, you know, perform miracles. I want people to know me by the way that I love others. But very few of us want to follow Jesus and imitate him in his humility. But humility was the root of everything Jesus did, right? He emptied himself of power, right? He emptied himself of authority that he had to become in a lowly form of a baby born in a stable. And all that he said and all the teachings that he said, he took no credit for himself, right? And he was obedient and humble to the point of death. And humility is first and foremost a total recognition, an absolute recognition of our need of God. Absolute understanding that outside of him, we can do nothing. Apart from him, we can do nothing. And it's a total submission to God and dependence on him and him alone. That is a beginning point of humility. Knowing that our existence, knowing that all that our will, all that we have, our future, all that comes from him. And that apart from him, we could do nothing. That's the beginning point of our humility. I was reading this book called Humility by Andrew Murray. And he was actually a South African pastor. And he wrote a book, and it's beautiful. And I just want to share a quote with you. And before I ask, let me just share the quote with you. It says, just as water seeks and fills the lowest place, so the moment God finds a creature abased and empty, his glory and power flow into and exalt and to bless. He that humbles himself, that must be our one care, shall be exalted. That is God's care. By his mighty power and his great love, he will do it. So just as water seeks and fills the lowest place, the moment that God finds us in a place, right? Not of self-hatred or self-condemnation, right? Or thinking bad about ourselves, but in absolute surrender and saying, God, apart from you, I have nothing. Outside of you, I am nothing. And when he finds us in a place of a total submission to him, that is when God comes in his power and fills us. So this morning, let's just pray. Yeah, let's pray. I had to do some repentance, a lot of repenting this week for how far I've deviated from who Jesus is in his humility. And how much of my life I've lived to, you know, seek my own comfort and seek my own glory, and how that grieved him so much. So as I'm preaching to myself, and I hope that some of you feel convicted as well, right? It's not to point finger and talk about how woo is me, how bad I am. But to say, God, I've just come so far away from what you want me to be. I've come so far away from who Jesus is. Right? So let's take a moment and just look into the face of Jesus, who exemplified and showed us what humility is. And through humility, everything that he did came out of that. That humility was the root of all that he did. and all that he is. So this morning, let's actively desire humility. Ask the Lord. Let's actively pray for it. And then also, let's spend some time actively emptying ourselves of anything that is not humble. And spend some time repenting, coming before him and emptying ourselves of pride, self-centeredness, and a desire that wants to seek our own glory and to live our own foreign will.
Broken in.
Let's pray. And the key to living a life of humility is to gaze upon the face of Jesus and to look for his example time after time and not to deviate from that. So Jesus, I thank you so much for living the life of absolute humility. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have shown us what it means to become like you, God, through your example. Father, we pray, Lord, that in all that we do, Father God, that you will keep us in a short leash, God, that you will not allow us to be full of ourselves, God, and to seek to live our own will, but to desire to live yours in total submission and surrender. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Okay, so let's continue our time of prayer by lifting up our community. Let's pray for those who are struggling and stricken with cancer. So Mary Restor's father, Pastor Keith, Eugene Yoon's mother, Pastor Sam's aunt, Lizzie as a child, Jennifer Kong in Singapore, Christina's friend, Min's dad, Sang Kwon Seok, Yvain's aunt, Cynthia, who's got cervical cancer. And let's pray for those who are going through chemo and treatment right now, Jungmin's cousin, Yoongyang, and Junella and Jeff's uncle, Andrew. And also for those who are waiting for Chung's brother, in-law, Vince, who's waiting for a bone marrow match. Okay, so let's lift them up in prayer. Let's slide. Okay, let's pray for those in the community who is ill and need salvation. Krista Chi's aunt, Rachel Nan's uncle, Yvain's grandmother, Tim Tang's mom, Tim Tang's sister, Andrew's father, Ken Chen's cousin, Pastor Sophia's mom and dad, and Cadence and Rini's dad, Jin's mom, and Chelsea Ling's grandfather. Let's pray for them. Father, we want to lift up those people. Do not Jesus. Next slide. Okay, let's pray for those in the community who are struggling physically with ailments. Alan Lunsford, Tracy Wang's uncle, Lian Cheng's father, Pastor Colin, brain injuries, Pastor Sophia, Evelyn and Young Cho's IVF treatments, Jeanine Barasraba in China, Victor Long, Carmen Wong's grandmother, Jessie Lee, Ayang's father, Lena Park's father, and Jonathan Lee. Okay, let's pray for them. Next slide, please. Okay, let's pray for those in the community who are seeking jobs. Hi, Katharina, Mark and Pamela, Tracy Wang, James, John Chang, Salmon Buchanan, Karen Lau, Mark Mauti, Emily, Rebecca Rose, Jack Chan, and Colin Poon. Let's lift them up in prayer that God would open doors. Jesus, we alone. Next slide, please. Okay, so today's mission focus is North Korea. Let's pray for Chris Kim and his community. I just got an email from somebody in North Korea about somebody in North Korea that the family, part of Chris's community, is struggling with health issues. So let's really pray for them. Family, they have three little children. So let's pray for them, pray for their health especially. And then let's also pray for the South Korea and the possible future church plant there from SP, and Japan. Let's cover Pastor Musunobu. Let's pray for the IP, the Well, the Cascades Ministries, and the Hospitality Ministry, the Welcoming, and the Barista. Thank you. let's pray for the Hong Kong Korean Church, Pastor Choi, for spiritual growth and unity in the church. And let's also pray for the house churches that are meeting tonight, the Element and Conduit House Church. Next slide, please. Is that it? Okay. So let's spend some time in personal prayer.